5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Join us as the ambassadors create their own top 5 picks in various categories, culminating in the official Nerd Nation Top 5.
Are you tired of all the romantic crap that you read, see, and hear every Valentine's Day? Me too, and I'm taking over. Love Stinks Week is coming to Nerd Nation Radio. Special Nerd Nation official top fives and an amazing Love Stinks episode of Nerd Nation Radio. Finally, a week for the rest of us. Love Stinks.
It's Love Stinks Week here at Nerd Nation Radio. We're back.
We're back
with another stinky episode.
We left
talking about love. No, we didn't actually leave. Guess what, folks? It's a little bit of trickery here. We've been recording a whole bunch of these in a row. We're still sitting in the same room.
Yay!
And what I said about stinkiness, that applies.
What are we getting food?
We already
had roast beef.
We had roast beef.
No, we didn't. Just stop lying to people.
Anyway,
we had delicious roast beef, courtesy of Publix.
Yes.
Public. Shopping your way.
Ooh.
No.
What a sponsor.
And shopping is a pleasure.
Is it?
I didn't know what their slogan was.
And they're also not sponsors, so you should probably stop talking about them.
Go shop at Publix.
Or don't. Whatever.
Anyway. This episode. Because it's not week. This is going to be a daily thing.
Yay.
This episode of Love Stinks is the worst movie couples.
Worst. Absolute worst couples in movies.
Now, this doesn't always mean that they were horrible people in the part. Maybe we just hate them for various reasons.
Or the relationship was just not, it didn't make sense.
It was absolutely terrible.
Or they were just, it was in a terrible movie.
That too. It could be that, it was just so bad.
I'm going to tell you right now, my 4 through 2 are going to get poo-pooed on.
Really?
Oh, wow. We'll
see. Not by you two, but by any woman that listens to this show.
Oh, God.
Like he knows women.
Me too.
Anyway.
Woo, nice catch.
Yeah, baby, I was ready for it.
You're used to that now.
It's all that sugar. It's going to start with Jack, and then it's going to go to me, Kurt, and then it's going to go to Gene.
All right.
Jack, go ahead.
All right, my number 5.
Let's make some women hate you.
I'm going to start this movie off with one of the newest movies that's going to be on anybody's list.
Say movie in more times in that sentence.
Movie.
You said you're going to start.
I didn't catch it that time.
You said, I'm going to start this movie off.
My number 5 is Major Valerian and Sergeant Lorelei from Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets.
Oh, you glanced at the same list I looked at online?
No, I watched that movie.
Really? You didn't like them together? Their chemistry was alright. They were kind of a little
suck.
They're a little cardboardish.
A little.
Yeah.
If you would have put water on them, they would have folded up.
I wanted so desperately to like that
movie.
Did
I.
Me too.
God, that movie was
based
bad.
From what I hear, it's a really cool comic.
Yeah, I've never read that comic either. Yeah. I really should.
I've been trying to get a hold of it, but
I'll agree with you. There was very little chemistry there.
Yeah. No chemistry between them whatsoever.
Here's a couple that from a movie I hate, and a couple I hate because I don't understand it. And one of them is a horrible actor. It's Sam Witwicky and Michaela, who I had to look up the name of, from, what's her name, Jennifer something, from...
Jennifer's Body?
Not Jennifer's Body. What's her name? Megan Fox.
Yes. She's from Jennifer's Body.
Right, she was in Jennifer's Body, which is why that popped my head. Megan Fox and Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, that was pretty terrible.
Yeah, because I didn't understand it. Like, Shia LaBeouf was actually like all like, hey, baby, I love you, and she was just like...
Okay,
I'll bend over.
She didn't wash this car.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah,
she didn't
shorts on.
She fixed the car.
Oh, okay.
Which was weird because he's a Cybertronian and it wouldn't have been any kind of earth parts in it whatsoever.
At least the girl from the third movie who was basically sort of like supermodel-ish, she actually like kind of did stuff, you know? She was kind of a character.
Right.
Megan Fox, not so much.
Neither one of them should have been characters in any of the movies.
Yeah. The movie shouldn't have happened.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying like Shia LaBeouf was great, but at least he had like personality.
No, he's got 1 foot bigger than the other.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Curtis. Wonder what the size of his...
Whoa! Have you ever seen Megan Fox's thumbs? They're really long.
Oh, my God.
Hitchhiker thumbs.
Jesus.
Like me, double jointed.
Curtis, you're number 5.
He just gave his number 5. It's your turn.
Sam and Michaela.
Well, Jack threw me off.
Transformers.
She has really long thumbs. They're like as long as her pointer fingers.
Ooh. My number 5, speaking of cardboard.
Big penis.
Two of the most cardboard people in the world. This relationship was so bad that one of them died of a broken heart. Anakin
you
and
shut
Padme.
Your damn mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Anakin and Padme.
You filth. I'm not even writing that down.
Write it down.
Yeah, you gotta write it down.
Cardboard actors.
Are you an angel?
Are you an angel? Apparently not, because she died. A broken heart. Which nobody does, by the way. Your heart doesn't just break and you die.
Yeah.
It's on.
I still say the Emperor killed her. I swear to God that's what happened. That would have been so much cooler. Don't you agree?
Maybe.
Right? That would have been a better ending, Jack.
He agrees.
Come on, Jack. You're number four, Jack.
My number four will probably appear on someone's list somewhere down the line.
Ooh.
Yes.
And that's Christian Grey and Anastasia Steele from 50 Shades of Grey.
I've only seen one of those movies.
I have only seen one as well, and that is why they make my list.
Mm. I watched the YouTube video of all the sex scenes.
That counts. You can put them on a list.
Okay. She got a nice bum, though.
Okay. What's with the metal balls on the string?
they go in the hiney first.
Oh, do they?
And then they get pulled out slowly.
Or quickly.
I'll show you in a few minutes.
Yeah, yours are plastic.
Anyway.
You can warm them up.
Pine cones.
Is it up to me? Is it up to me?
In easy, hard out.
You made the list.
Mine are three shells.
Seashells.
What are you doing with three shells?
Conch shells.
I think it's my number four, right?
Jesus Christ.
Where are we at?
Yeah, number four.
Okay. I didn't even know the characters' names, and I'm pretty sure I don't... I think... Because I wrote down Vince Vaughn and Rachel. I think, though, it's Jennifer Aniston is her real name now that I think about it. From the breakup. I've seen that movie one time, and I freaking... I love Vince Vaughn. I hated that movie.
You like Vince Vaughn?
I liked him.
I really like Vince Vaughn.
He did a recent movie.
You hate Will Ferrell, but you like Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
Vince Vaughn did a recent movie, like Cell Block... Murder in Cell Block. It was. I'm trying to remember. I saw it like over a year ago.
Dude, here's the thing, Jack.
He's good.
If you watch Swingers and Maid, you fall in love with that guy.
Yeah. What's your number four?
And as someone who watched Swingers and Maid multiple times with Gene.
Yes.
With seashells.
The breakup, though. The breakup's a terrible movie about terrible people.
Yes, Jack. You're money. You don't even know it. You're so money.
You're so money. You're so a bear. Money. You're a bear. She's a little bunny. You're a bear with big effing claws. Go over there.
Number four. I don't like these guys in comics, and I certainly didn't like them in the terrible movie they started together. Joker and Harley from Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I agree with you.
That's just all about abuse.
I thought about that for a minute, but I didn't want to put it on my list.
First of all, it's the worst Joker ever, and no one will ever be worse than that Joker. Number one.
I think someone could be worse than him.
I think someone could be, yeah. I don't know.
They'd have to work at it really hard.
I mean, they didn't work at this one really hard, and he still sucks, so I'm pretty sure someone could wing it and be worse.
Right. I never thought Joker returning to a Juggalo. But that's what happened here.
It's close.
Yeah.
He'd go buy his ICP album and get his Vago soda.
So that's my number four.
I agree.
My number three is a sparkly vampire and a non-sparkly vampire. That's Edward and Bella from Twilight.
Again, I've seen the first movie.
I've seen enough of that movie. Holy crap. And I've read the first book. Because I wanted to give it a chance.
You read the book?
I wanted to give it a chance.
You read the book?
Yeah, it read like really, really terrible fan fiction. It was really bad.
It is fan fiction. It's Harry Potter fanfic.
I don't know what it was, but it was bad.
And then the worst part about that is 50 Shades of Grey is fanfic of fanfic.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Twilight fanfic.
It's horrible movies. It's cardboard acting once again.
Right.
They're just trash. I'm sorry, ladies, if you enjoy these movies, but you're really going to hate my number two.
I think there's a good chance that you may have secured the number one spot.
Here's the thing, and this is me showing that I'm an OG. I'm OG when it comes to these movies, baby.
Oh, Kirk Spock?
I'm OG. Here's a movie that I saw as a young man who comes from the product of divorce. And this movie tore my ass up, mostly because I love Dustin Hoffman.
You forgot the lube?
Mostly because I love Dustin Hoffman, and that's Ted Kramer versus Joanne Kramer. That movie is so horrible. What they end up doing to it, like it just shows a relationship crumble.
Jack, you gotta check this movie out.
If you've never seen Kramer versus Kramer, what a good movie, and what a movie that will just it will break your heart.
My mom wanted good to see movie, that when man. It came out.
Yeah,
and. My dad was like, I'll go with you. I don't want to go to the movies. So there was no babysitter. So we went with them.
Right.
And I didn't really understand a lot of it.
Oh, but man.
When I did, I was like, man. That's
Here's the thing. I've seen this movie like in like intervals of maybe, I'm going to say 5 to 8 years. Mm-hmm. So I saw it when I was like, I don't know, 8 or 9. Okay. And I understood enough that I was like, holy crap, this is horrible. Then I was like maybe 16. And then like up to the point where I saw it like 3 years ago.
Right.
And damn, it still has the same effect on me. It's a it is a rough movie, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Gene, you're number four.
Three.
That's what I said.
My number three Sticking with the DC universe a little bit, Bruce and Selina from Dark Knight Rises. That didn't work for me at
okay.
all.
The movie?
Yeah.
Well, the movie didn't work for me, but that couple made zero sense to me.
I would have gone with the Maggie Gyllenhaal from the first one. I didn't like...
I dug her, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't...
I don't like any of those movies.
I mean, she was meant to die. I mean,
right.
The first clear. One's all right, but...
I agree with Jack on this completely. Two is the best of the three, I think.
Two is overhyped.
Two is the best of the three. Well, two is the best of the three, though. There's a reason you know what I loved about hyped that? Because it's the best of
yeah,
the three.
It's,
what
it's
I really loved is they didn't kill the Joker.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it sucked because he really died in real life, but I like that Batman didn't just kill him. That always happens.
No, but they killed
movies.
Two-Face.
Yeah.
It's a comic book movie.
But there's so many comic book movies where the villain just dies at the end.
I hate to break it to you, but go watch the first Batman that Michael Keaton did. They killed the Joker in that one.
Yeah.
They but killed that's the still, Penguin, too.
Still the best Batman movie.
You know, they kill Two-Face and Riddler.
Yeah. They kill him.
They kill Two-Face really lame
well,
in that movie, too.
In comic book movies,
throw a bunch
to,
of quarters at him and he falls off a ledge. Ooh.
Up to the point of Dark Knight, the Dark Knight trilogy, it was very common in movies with superheroes that the villain always died. Always, always, always. That's going way back.
Right.
You're way back.
Go ahead, Graz.
Moving on to my number two. I apologize to any people out there that enjoyed the Twilight movies.
Are you back with them again?
Yes. And that is Jacob and Wren's...
That's Wolf Boy.
Me? That's the wolf in the unborn child.
And you know...
You're talking like basically...
Great. So basically what happens okay. is the vampire who's not living has a child with the girl who is living.
Mm-hmm.
And they name it Wren's Me. Renesmee, okay. however you pronounce it.
Alrighty.
But Jacob imprints itself onto him, and they will be a future couple.
Holy crap.
Now, there is a 25-year gap between the two of them.
That's not bad. That's not that bad. That's
it's creepy.
Century.
It's That's creepy. Horrible. Plus, it's weird, and it's cardboard acting for a guy
Fun
and
fact,
a baby.
The werewolf from Twilight was Shark Boy from Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Talk about.
He was also in a movie called Abduction, where no one gets abducted.
He's also on a Netflix show.
Well, that's because
show.
It's really called Subduction. And you're confused.
He's also on a show you can find on Netflix called Cuckoo, which is actually not that bad.
Hmm.
I have to really? Admit. Andy Samberg was originally the main character in the first season of Cuckoo, but then he didn't do it afterwards, so they had the guy from Sharkboy come play the character.
You mean Twilight?
It's fun. You actually should give it a chance. It's a British
Cuckoo.
Show.
Cuckoo. Okay.
Yeah, Cuckoo.
On to Kurt.
Cuckoo.
Moving on to Curtis's number two.
Oh, my number two is a couple that makes zero sense, and when you think about it afterwards, it makes very little sense, and it's very creepy and shruggy, and it makes you wonder, what the heck is wrong with George Lucas? It's Luke and Leia.
Oh.
Now, granted, they weren't so much a couple, but they did smooch. We get an on-screen smooch. We do see a little bit of, like, tenderness and love.
Oh, so you love him?
Well, they smooch more than once, by the way.
To be fair, I don't think Lucas had made his mind up if they were related or not at that point.
One of my favorite things is...
I hope.
Maybe.
In Jedi, where Leia tells Han.
Yeah.
He's like,
oh, no, that's great,
him?
Yeah.
And, like, Han's about to step aside. I won't get in the way.
Right, and she's like, he's my brother. And at that point, Han should turn around and be like, I saw you make out with that guy.
You're a crazy bitch. And he left. He leaves.
And he shoots her. He just, bam! She's like, Han, wait.
Which brings us to our best TV couple, or movie couple, Han and Chewie. Jesus. My number two. The wife in this situation was a very nice woman. Unfortunately, she met an untimely end. But her husband was a real rat. During this whole relationship, as seen in flashback, John and Jill Kramer from the Saw movies. He was terrible. Even when he was with her, he was still a little out of his mind.
Right.
And when she died, he went totally off the rails, but yeah, it was just bad.
Okay, no one cares.
Saw movies.
And my list isn't from Google, alright? Mine's in from my head.
Right.
I didn't have to Google one
I've seen every. I've seen every single one of these movies that is on my list.
Really? Okay. Go
ahead. It really pains me that I've seen my number one pick.
I did have to Google one or two names.
That's fine.
Just
my number one is Joker and Harley.
Yay!
From Suicide Squad.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Ooh, Jack, we're going to have some... Wow.
Yeah.
Which is crap. It's a horrible relationship. He's
that's a good
abusive,
one.
Abusive, physically and mentally.
But I think that's part of the point.
And they try to make it cool. They
yeah.
Because they stay together in the end of the movie. And I'm like, really? That's what you're going with?
Really, look, I've seen Suicide Squad twice. You get that? Like, I think she's just so damaged. She goes back. And it's part of the character, too, is that
Harley? But unfortunately, they never, like, no one ever says, hey, that's a messed up relationship.
They did that in the animated series, too. Yeah. There were a couple, like, kind of inferences that, like, hey, you know, he's abusive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
Curtis, you're el numero...
My number one is no surprise to anyone who's ever heard me critique this particular moment in this movie. My number one is Jack and Rose from Titanic. That bitch had more room on that door,
that
or whatever
was
she was laying
old
on.
Piece of wood.
She could have got her ass over, and she could have let Great Gatsby get up on that thing.
Second of all, the boat sunk. There must have been like 50 pieces of wood.
Oh, there were! There were like suitcases and stuff.
Why didn't... Yeah. The ship. Whatever. Why didn't he grab another piece?
Because Arnie don't like bads.
Because Gilbert, if he would have got on the wood and saved himself, there'd have been no movie.
Yeah, there would have been no movie.
Here's what he
should
have done, right? He should have grabbed that necklace, pushed her off the wood, went to land, made a lot of money.
Yeah, that's how he became Gatsby.
That's exactly it.
It's a fantasy.
My number one. Oh no, it's Kurt, right?
I just did one.
My number one is the second crossover with Jack Graziano.
Oh, yeah.
It's Bella and Edward from Twilight.
Do I know? Really?
Yes, I know what one and two is going to be.
Wow.
It's pretty, like...
Yeah, because that's the crossover stuff.
The two crossovers are what's going to work. Wow. See, it's weird me and Jack have crossover.
Yeah, because you guys went on like new stuff. I went, I'm OG, man. I went Sam Witwicky from Transformers. Then I did the breakup, but then I went Kramer and Kramer. No one else did that.
I did Kramer from Saw. John Kramer. That was Kramer versus Kramer. Well, she died pretty quick.
As she should.
As she should. The three of us saw one in theaters together.
Yes.
Nope. Hated it.
You didn't go see it? Well, then Gene and I saw it.
I'm almost certain you did go with us and hated it.
Maybe we took someone else. Maybe we took the Jack stand-in.
Tommy?
Angler?
Well, I wasn't going to name names. I was going to say, like, Gene knows who I'm talking about.
The cardboard cutout we carried with us sometimes?
Yeah. I know Gene and I went to see it, because I remember walking out of there, me being like, yeah, it wasn't that bad, and Gene being like, oh my god!
I loved it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the weird thing about those movies is I kept watching them. And
we saw the first, worse and worse. Yeah, we saw the first like two or three together because you would want to go every time.
And then no one wanted to go with me anymore, which was probably the right decision because they got worse and worse, and they got so convoluted.
Yeah, they got stupid.
If you didn't see the first three movies like seven times, you didn't understand anything about four.
Right.
Nothing. And then five, forget it.
Right. Which is why I haven't seen the last like two or three because I always intend to go back and watch them from the beginning. And I'm just not. I love the first. I own the first one.
Yeah, I have the DVD 3-pack, which is like Jigsaw's face like coming out like a plastic image, and then with the first three movies.
I like the first movie a lot.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I don't care.
All right. We got a 3-way tie for two spots.
Oh nice.
And that is going to be Jacob.
We got a threesome.
And Renesmee.
Okay.
From Twilight.
It's your pick, man. I don't know why you're saying the name so.
You're looking at me like I should know.
I forget how to pronounce it. Luke and Leia.
Luke and Leia.
And John Kramer and Jill Kramer.
Well, Luke and Leia, obviously. And then I don't know and care. You pick.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, whatever. Okay. Honestly, I don't know because
one's a 30-year-old, one's a unborn baby.
The characters from Saw.
The other one's
I'm
a husband
not like,
and wife that
I have. I don't know much about him. I didn't go past like the third movie much.
Give him a brief synopsis of your two characters.
He did. He explained it. I know what he's talking
about. So you got to pick between that or a 30-year-old and unborn child.
Who's a werewolf?
Well, the dude's a werewolf.
I guess the
child.
Werewolf and the unborn. Okay. That's really freaky.
I'm going John Kramer, werewolf thingy, and then whatever the third one was.
Luke and Leia?
Luke and Leia.
You bastard.
Well, only because they're only kind of a couple. That's the only reason
you don't know what they were doing between movies.
Oh, God. Well, I read Splinter
of Mind's Eye. They were getting it on.
They definitely took that to the next level.
Once again, not canon.
Alan Dean Foster, you bastard.
Wow. Did we plan that?
In harmony.
You owe me a Coke.
Moving on to our official Nerd Nation Radio top five worst movie couples. At number five, we have Luke and Leia. That whole brother-sister thing doesn't work outside of Alabama.
Whoa.
Roll Tide.
All our customers in Alabama, or our listeners in Alabama, we're sorry.
Yeah. Roll Tide. Y'all suck. At number four, we have Jacob and Renesmee, a 30-year-old werewolf thingy and an unborn child. That is a bad relationship.
Okay.
That's pretty creepy.
At number three, we have Jack and Rose, because apparently he can't swim.
Right.
right?
He can dance.
He can sing.
He can draw.
He can dance if he wants to. He can leave his friends behind.
Oh, he did.
But if his friends can't float, and if they can't float, well, they're no friends of mine.
And then number two, we have Joker and Harley from Suicide Squad.
There's even bodies floating around even. He could have grabbed one of them.
Yeah, floated on a big
Oh, and surfed on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
And then at number one, we have Edward and Bella from Twilight.
Yep.
Because those movies suck, and if you like them, you should feel bad.
Okay.
Anything else, gentlemen?
I think that's it for now.
That's all for today.
That's a whole lot of Twilight on our list there.
Yeah.
And I'm completely in the dark.
You're lucky, man. I gave it a try because a lot of people were like, God, don't judge it unless you've seen it. So I read the first book, and I almost died. And then I watched the first movie, and my death was complete.
I watched the first movie, but I really didn't retain a lot except they played baseball. I was like, wow, that's like an X-Men
thing. And the vampire was super creepy, like stalking her and stuff. He watches her when she sleeps.
You know what? I like that dude in other movies. Mm-hmm. He's been doing some better movies.
She hasn't.
You know what? She did a movie recently called Personal Shopper or something. It was a horror movie. I haven't seen that yet, but
she also was in the Lizzie Borden movie.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that either.
He was in some dumb 9/11 movie.
I didn't see that either.
It's a whole romance. No, it's the whole thing's a romance, right? And at the end of the movie, for no reason, he like looks out of his office and you pan out and it's the World Trade Center.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. 11th, I know about that. He was in a movie.
Really?
Robert.
That's how the movie ends.
Pattinson.
Yeah.
He's in a movie called Good Times. It's a low budget movie, kind of a rough tumble sort of street level crime movie. Very good.
There was something announced recently that he's going to be in, and like the rest of the cast is spectacular, and I can't remember what it was.
Hmm. Okay.
Anyway. All right. So tune in.
Nerd out.
Love
break
stinks.
Up. Break I'll up. Break up. Tune in. Break out. Break up.
Thanks for listening. Visit us online at nerdnationradio.com.
Like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Grindr at Nerd Nation Radio.
So until next time, tune in. Nerd out.